This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas, and the website that he has mentioned during today's program is, and I'm going up here, shadowstats.com. I just went ran downstairs and checked my email in my downstairs computer, and I got your email now.
Yeah, I'm sorry I sent this so late. Yeah, I just
That's
went outside.
Okay.
And I just went outside and took my garbage can in, and I'm seeing chemtrails all over the skies once again.
I thought you was going to tell us how warm and cozy you were.
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't rub it in twice. once is good enough. Come on down to Florida, folks. Anyway,
yeah.
You have the dollar as the reserve currency, as I've mentioned before. The Federal Reserve dollar is approximately 60% of all transactions that go on in the world are done in the Federal Reserve dollar. And this has been decreasing by approximately just less than 1% a year on average over the last many years. And what's happening is that this is the reason why our fiat currency has not already collapsed. As I said before, I believe there was 599 fiat currencies throughout the world history, and every one has collapsed sooner or later.
Currency is really just something that somebody created to put value to as a medium of exchange rather than the products, the bartering system that using things that would really be of value.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's just an easier way to instead of, you know, it was like back in the old days with the gold. Instead of transporting gold back and forth, they let us store it for you, and we'll give you this paper that's an IOU that says you have this gold, and you can transport that a lot less weight and blah, blah, blah. And then they realized out of that the fractional reserve system, which, you know, they said, oh, nobody comes for the gold, so we can actually put out a lot more of these IOUs. And so that's sort of how the system gets corrupted. And it's by the same people. As you know, as if you go back for the last few, you know, heads of the Fed, they're all Jewish. Greenspan, Bernanke, and now the new one, Yellen. And now you have the second in command is going to be a dual Israeli citizen, so it looks, in the Fed. And you go back in the last few secretaries of Treasury, and they're all Jewish also. And if you go back in the last couple of Security and Exchange Commissions, the people that are supposed to oversight Wall Street and the banks, they're all Jewish. So it's the fox literally guarding the hen house. You know, they're guarding themselves. And so you're not going to get any – that's why, of course, we haven't had any prosecutions at all of any major players at all in the financial collapse of 2008. And as opposed to what happened during the savings and loan, when William Black and his boys got 1,500 not the top people, but 1,500 pretty big people to go down and do time. So you don't have one this time that's done anything. This is, and of course the collapse is much worse than the savings and loan of the mid to late 80s. Anyway, with that, as you have something known as the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and others, South Africa and some others, that are realize what we're doing, and their economies are quite big and growing, and they are trying to trade between themselves, not in the Federal Reserve note. So you once this, and this is why we, you know, it seems like the major reason why we went to war in Iraq and Libya beside the greater Israel for Iraq. But Libya, they wanted to not deal in the United States currency, and as we well know, that if we don't keep this up, then it will collapse. So we back it up with our military might, and so these countries are beginning to do bilateral trade agreements and all this kind of stuff to circumvent trading in our dollars. This is happening more and more. And this will sooner or later, it seems very much like the Chinese are stockpiling gold and silver, but especially gold, to try to become the world's reserve currency. I don't know. They're very discreet about this, but from everybody I've listened to, their stockpile of the golds have literally gone through the roof in the last couple of years. So they see what we're doing, and they see that they've been buying our bonds over the last many years, and I believe they own about $1.2 trillion of our securities, and they're not making money on it. I mean, if you bought the security at, you know, 1.64% on May 1st and it's at 3.3, you've almost lost half the value of what you bought. So anyway, you have that, and sooner or later, so this is going to be the end of our dominance in the world, as when all these other countries, because what we're doing is at the expense of pretty much every other country in the world, is printing up all this money and buying goods, trinkets made from other countries, and paying them with dollars that are getting to be more and more worthless. And they're catching on to this and saying, you know, I think we've had enough of this. We're actually sending them goods and materials and getting, you know, junk paper back for it. So
you have to also figure out who's controlling China. They're under the same occupation that we are.
Yep.
And if you've ever been to China, you recognize that they are the new America. They have all the companies that we used to have that were very, you know, moving and growing forward in the 1950s. They've all left. They've all relocated to China. Their corporate offices are in China. Many, many, many Americans now live in China. And in fact, a lot of the insiders are in China.
Well, yes, this sort of was brought to us with Nixon and Kissinger back in the
right.
early 70s.
Right.
And that was the handwriting on the wall with that. And you see, the last six countries that had the world reserve currency were Portugal, Spain, Netherlands, France, Britain, and now us, the United States. Approximately each one lasted for, give or take, just less than 100 years or just more than 100 years. And that's sort of the run for the last 600 years of this reserve currency. It's been in the hands of six different countries, and we've had it for roughly 100 years. You could say after Bretton Woods of 44. You could say when the Federal Reserve, came into being in December 23rd, 1913. Regardless, we've had it for a while. We're not going to have it for much longer. And it's shifting, as you just said. It seems to be shifting to China, all of our trade, all the manufacturing. As, you know, as I said on your show before, you know, there was this old adage, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, it wasn't the British Empire per se. It was the international Jewish financiers that controlled the British Empire, especially.
Exactly.
And they just used the British Empire as their mercenaries, as they're doing. We're now the
with
mercenaries.
Us.
Right. We're the mercenaries of the world. Exactly. So, we'll fall out of favor. And when our dead carcass is gone, which it is almost, they're already in their new place, China.
Sure.
And that's what they do. They're just parasites that eat you and then dump you and move on to the next. So it's, this is the game, and they've been playing it for a while. Matter of fact, you know, the Netherlands, they were sort of in control, and, you know, and France and Britain, they were, and the United States, they are, and China, they are. So it's the same.
Sure.
It's the same people that, and you could even go back to Spain and Portugal. I mean, it's
saying
they, you know, even though they kicked them out in 1492, 3 days before or 2 days before Columbus set sail, Queen Isabel and King Ferdinand, they gave him 4 months
That's
to get out.
That's why he had to leave. That's why he had to leave. It's because he was Jewish.
It very much looks like that, yes.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas, and we're talking about China and how it's now become the new America. I mean, with all the and you went through all the other countries that have been used up and thrown away, just tossed aside.
Yeah, it's the same MO that's been used through history, and especially with Britain, us, it's the same exact story, and it seems like, it's the whole wars all the time, so we can, because that's the way they get their usury and lend the money and then buy the ammunition from the same companies that they own, and so they win, and then they get the glee out of seeing Gentiles kill each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win-win situation every which way for them, and
sure.
we seem to be caught up in this and not learned from it. So I hope talking about it actually gets through to people here. I mean, I'm sure your listeners know this pretty well. There's also something about, I touched on earlier, income disparity. And the United States has, like, the worst income disparity of any industrialized country in the world. And there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But as I said earlier, over the last 45 years, it's gone down. Even if you're college educated, 15-20%, or even if you're high school educated, 40-50%. And so it's a slow incremental taking away of your income compared to what your father had. So it's always, you do better than your father. Well, this has not been the case now for, 40 years, 45 years.
And also factor in all of the loans that those students take out to get that better education so that they can do better than their father. Because they will forever be in debt to the people who supplied them those loans.
Yeah, the average now college graduate it comes out with approximately $30,000 worth of debt that you have to pay off,
or more. That's
the average. That it's about, from what I've gathered anyway, it was $28,000 a couple of years ago. So I expect it's around $30,000, but that's not what you paid. That's just what you owe.
Right.
At the end of it, and of course you're coming out and not getting, the jobs are not there. And if you do get the job, it's not paying what you thought you were going to get paid. So you're moving back home with mom and dad.
Or if you went to Harvard and you came out with a doctorate, or if you went to medical school and came out with a couple hundred thousand dollars of debt, then you are totally enslaved to the government Obamacare system in order to pay off that debt if you ever get it paid off.
And talk about Harvard and the rest of the Ivy League schools. I believe 7 out of the 8 presidents are also Jewish. And the same with the Sister 7 schools, I believe. And they've all been taken over at the top very slowly and incrementally. And so you take a look at this affirmative action type of thing. It wasn't really so much for the blacks or whatever that were, it was for them in a way to get in the back door. If you take a look at, they're less than 2% of the population, supposedly, in the United States. And you see what they are in Harvard and Princeton and Yale and Brown and all this. They're, 10 times or more.
Sure. Sure.
I just love their devious ways of how they're helping everybody else.
Sure. And they act like they're very humane and they're humanitarian.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, let's help the blacks in America. Let's form the NAACP. Let's do this. Let's do that. We can't have war. They run both sides. They run all the races. So that they control them.
Yeah, have multiculturalism in all the world except for Israel, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's amazing. But, here's a solution here again on the financial aspect, which is in every, every indicator, and I was going to put together a whole list of this, but I didn't, and I should have over the years, because every indicator since this turn down in 2007, 2008 has occurred, it's not turned down, this depression, there has been, I've looked probably at 50 to 100 different indicators where it said what I'm about to say, that every state, out of the 50 states, 49 states were in economic decline and recession and depression. But there was one state in every one of these that was doing good, doing very good, and that was North Dakota. And so people would go, well, wait a second, every state is doing horrendously bad, but North Dakota is doing quite well. And there's no one near, not even, like, if zero is equal, everybody's, like, way down. And North Dakota is quite above zero. So it's not even close. There's nobody near doing anywhere near what North Dakota is. And, of course, North Dakota, the reason why this is happening, one of the major reasons, is they control their own bank. It's called the Bank of North Dakota. And they fought the powers that be. In 1919, they got their own bank, and they fought them for years. And I guess the powers that be gave up because these people were relentless, these farmers. And it's North Dakota is such a sparsely populated state. I guess they thought it might go under or whatever, but it didn't. And so you have the shiny example of a bank that, not in all respects, but in many respects, is helping the people of its state.
And so, what is the ethnic background of most of the population of North Dakota?
Well, the people that did this were mostly Scandinavian and Germanic. That were the farmers that were getting screwed royally by the bankers, the Jewish financiers, of their banks being taken away, and they had enough, and they saw the writing on the wall, and they said, nope. And how do you get around this? And they said, we form our own bank. And they fought them for like 6 years, but they got their own bank. And it's been working unbelievably. And you just take a look at every indicator there is. They're the only state that is doing very well. And as a matter of fact, the only state that's doing better than average. So you have this, and you have you have Ellen Brown, who is espousing this and has put this out. And she has a website called publicbankinginstitute.org. And she's been relentlessly saying this is one of the solutions. I mean, here it is. Of course it's a solution. It's staring us in the face. And to have each state have its own public bank, and maybe even in each city have its own public bank, so we can circumvent a lot of the Fed and especially what Wall Street does, the perniciousness of Wall Street in there, what they do, and we can take back somewhat our monetary system by doing this. And I agree with her, and I think she's doing...
Oh, absolutely, except you have to have the politicians within each state be agreeable to that kind of a solution. And
yep.
In order for them to be agreeable, they cannot have taken any Jewish money,
yep.
Which is a big problem because they've all taken Jewish money.
Yes, I just went to her site again last night and took a quick peruse around, and she says there's 20 states, but it's not going anywhere is what it comes down to, because what you just said, even if it gets into the local state governments, and it stops because they stop it, because everybody is bought, not only every House member and every Senate member, but almost down to every local member.
Absolutely, to the local level.
Yep, every one of them, I would say 99% are bought, even at the local level, and so this is how they're leaving us, very little. And this is they can still be making some money, and everybody can be, it's just they're so perniciously evil.
They don't want to make some; they want to make all.
Exactly. So they're leaving us no recourse, except.
Well, except. Okay, with that, we're going to go to a 3-minute break. We won't go into the except.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. Let's talk about American exceptionalism, which you have this big long list, and it's quite amazing, and I think it'd be something really great to cover because I don't think people are aware of all this because your list is very comprehensive and very factual.
I've been putting it together as I go along in my knowledge base, I guess you would say, So we think we're under this illusion, the vast majority of the citizens are under this illusion that we're the greatest. The United States is the greatest at everything and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, 50, 60 years ago, this was true in a lot of respects. I'm not going to get into all the little sidebars of that, but overall, that belief was held a lot more validity. But now, and people, they're still propagating this, and people, the vast majority of people believe it still. And so I started putting together a little list, and So the number one is no universal health, yet we spend 175 to 275% more of our GDP on healthcare than any other industrialized country. And all their people are covered and also live longer, and they also have we have the highest incidence of infant mortality. So we're paying roughly like twice as much as any other country for our medical system, and we're living the shortest or next to the shortest, and we have the highest infant mortality rate.
Comparing this against third world countries.
It's mostly industrialized countries, other industrialized countries that okay. like Germany and France and England. And so we're paying twice as much as they are. And it's roughly 17% of our GDP. It's not a little, it's getting up to $2 trillion a year of what we're paying into the system. And now, of course, with this new affordable, the Obamacare, which is forcing or is trying to force people into the allopathic disease-based drug-induced cut and chemo and radiation kind of medicine, which they themselves, the powers that be, took over around 100 years ago and started taking over from the naturopaths. So you have they're forcing you into the system, which is not going to work, by the way, because they're not getting the young people who can't find jobs, and if they do find their jobs, are finding very low wage jobs than they thought they were going to find when they get out of college, if they actually can go to college anymore, which a lot of people can't, these kids. So they're really behind the eight ball, and they're living at home. So how are they going to they're depending on these kids to buy into the system when they know, wait a second, I'll pay the fine. Because the fine is unbelievably a lot cheaper. They didn't make the fine big enough to the stick to hit them with to make them force them to get into the system. So, and without them in the system, it's going to collapse because they're going to be paying for, of course, the older people. And another thing, I believe sort of in a single payer system, but it would be very hard to do correctly because and not in an allopathic way. But why should I be paying for if two thirds of the people in the United States are either overweight or obese and some smoke cigarettes and some don't exercise at all and here I am, I'm in great shape and I exercise and I eat right and so why should I be paying for all it could be done. It could be done correctly, and we could be paying like what the rest of the world pays. Why we're paying double is the insurance companies and the drug companies and the hospitals are making this extra $1 trillion that we're paying extra in, and they're just skimming it and through paperwork kind of, and you ask any doctor anything or nurse actually about the paperwork and that's all it is because it's a way of collecting the money from us to them and it's been happening more and more. So that's just number one. Number two is we have no maternal leave. And most countries have it in Scandinavian countries. Have it a lot. I forget how much it is, but it's months and months of and we spend the most on military and security. It's over $50,000 per second. This is as much or just slightly more than every other country in the world combined. We're spending more. And so I put that in my film, Strawberry Fields, about that. $50,000 per second is being spent. People are like, what? You've got to be wrong. I said, no, I'm not wrong. It's actually a little bit more now. So we have the most people in prison per capita or totally. Then we're around 4.7% of the world's population. We have about 25% of the people in prison. Now, the about 62% of the people in prison are there for nonviolent drug offenses. I myself am very libertarian in the way of how dare you tell me what I can put in my body. I think all drugs should be legal. I mean, evidently, you turn on the TV, every other commercial is some drug pushing on you. But yet, if I went out and smoked a joint, I could get busted and go to jail, perhaps.
For 25 years or something.
In 30 out of the 50 states, right. And so, but they can run the drugs. Why do we go into Afghanistan or why do we, the Vietnam War and that kind of thing? And then launder it through their own banks. HSBC was caught laundering tens of billions of dollars last year. And this is not an isolated incident. And they got fined $1.9 billion, which was like 4 or 5 weeks of profits for them. So it's part of doing business. But nobody went to jail.
They criminalized it. They criminalized
it. Yes, on purpose. Yeah.
So that they could make all this money by the... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and put people in jail and scare them and every other thing. That's why around 11, 12 years ago, Portugal said, we're going to change this. And we came down on them really hard. And if you take a look at what happened in Portugal, it's been a miracle. Since they decriminalized it and made it more of a medical issue, their usage, especially in the hard drugs, has gone down precipitously, more than 50%, and their crime rate has dropped through the roof. Everything, of course, and even the marijuana usage among teenagers has gone down. So once again, you take a look at what happened in Portugal. They're a shining example of totally decriminalizing drugs. Not making them legal, but decriminalizing it and moving it away. So so we have 62%, about 1.5 million people are in jail for nonviolent drug offenses, when the people that are pushing the drugs and running the drugs and creating the war on drugs and laundering through their own banks are promoting it and doing it and not getting anything from it. So it's amazing war on drugs. This also goes with the healthcare system, which is an interesting thing. This might be from 2010, I believe. 62% of the people, once again, 5 out of 8 people that declared bankruptcy, I believe it was 2010, declared it because of medical reasons.
Right.
And here's the amazing kicker to that. 75% of them had health insurance. So when they went to get their health insurance and use it, it was like toilet paper.
Right.
And they found out that it was worthless, and they were paying into a system that's worthless. When they needed it, they didn't have it, and they lost everything, and they went into bankruptcy. And so I couldn't say anything that makes you shake your head more than that. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. So we are the most consumptive people. We, once again, we're 4.7% of the world's population, yet we consume 15 to 30% of the resources. The United States has the highest percentage of workers doing low-wage work, more than any industrialized country. We are by far the most drugged and on antidepressant, and we're one of the only two countries in the world that allows advertising of drugs on its television. New Zealand is the other. I don't know if there's any other now. I think we're the only two. We're, of course, the most overweight, 36 or so. It's like 35% obese, 35% overweight. It's somewhere between 65 and 70% are either overweight or obese. This looks like it's finally leveling off because I don't know how much more it could get, but the latest indicators are sort of said that, but who knows. The United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate on the entire planet. We have the most beef exported. We have the most murders. We have the most rapes. We watch television by far the most. We are the most indebted. We have a decreasing longevity. We have decreasing pensions, decreasing wages, decreasing vacations. Does anybody take vacations anymore? We're the least likely to advance. This is a good one. The Horatio Alger story, the American. You can advance. You can go up, climb up that corporate ladder. You know, it's like, well, the glass ceiling is now on the first step. So we're number one in energy use per person. We're number one in small arms exports. Yeah, we also export. It's one of our major exports. One of the few things we still make is weapons to the rest of the world. We do that very well.
Let me mention something. We're just about to go to a break.
Yep.
This is from Phil in Washington. Taxation. I'll read it when we come back.
Yep.
Be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. And just let me share a note from Phil in Washington. He said, regarding you, he did not mention taxation. How has it changed since the 1930s and even from the 50s and 60s? Corporations are not paying much anymore, plus no tariffs, but individual income taxes pay many more times as before relatively. Also, excise taxes are much less than the 30s and 40s. Also, no Wall Street sales tax on stock transfers, but the average and low income folks pay more. Why doesn't anyone notice it? Exactly.
Well, he's correct. And I was going to bring up what is known as the financial transaction tax or Tobin tax or Robin Hood tax, which is a very small sort of sales tax on financial transactions, stocks mostly and currency trading. And this could be graduated. It could start at like 1/10 of 1% and go up to 1%. And this would stop a lot of the high frequency trading and the front running, and even the hostile takeover type situations, and of course benefit everybody in that it would be just taking a little bit of what the elite are grabbing from us. And this is having a tough time, but he's correct. Now, in the year I was born, in 58, I believe the top income tax rate was 91%. I forget the exact amount of money. I think it was $108,000 or something like that back then, which is whatever, like maybe $2 million now. But you had to pay 91% after you're on that money, after $2 million. And now it's dropped down to whatever it is, 35%, and they have all these tax loopholes and everything. And at the same time, it's the corporations were paying like $1.50 in taxes, and now they're paying 25 cents in taxes. It's gone down six times. So the rate, it was like sort of like Mitt Romney when he finally put out his income tax forms, which he was hiding forever, and he said he was paying, I don't know, 13 or 14%. But I remember listening to somebody that said they took a look at it and he was actually paying around 3%, and he was hiding it all. So there's all these elaborate shell games to hide the money, so it's even worse than you think they're paying. 35% or all these other different taxes. They're actually all the tax system is made so they don't have to pay anymore, and the corporations don't have to pay anymore. So the corporations are paying a lot less taxes. They're making a lot more profits, which are going to the top 0.1%, who are they themselves are paying a lot less taxes. So the rest of us are picking up the burden, or we're not picking up the burden because we're running all these liabilities. So he's correct in saying what he's saying, and excuse me for not pointing that out. I also want to point out sort of like there's a bail-in situation in Cyprus. And one important thing, they just went to Cyprus and they said, we're going to tax you X amount. And it came out to be like 47.5% on if you had 100,000 euros or more in that bank. And this is beginning to spread to the rest of the world there. And one very important thing is you do not own the money that is deposited in your bank. The bank does. And so this is extreme because people say, what do you mean? I put the money in the bank. It's my money. It's not. Legally, it's not. So look out. And the FDIC, they don't have any money to back up what they're talking about. So look out for putting money in banks. Like we were saying before, when you buy physical silver, of course, don't put it in the safety deposit box. And I'll say one more thing. The Bitcoin, this new cryptocurrency they're called, it was the best the best appreciable value of anything last year. If you put 100,000 Bitcoin on January 1st of 2013, you had $5,000 at the end of it. And this is not going away. This is actually, I'm still not sure 100% on it, but I believe it's here to stay. And these cryptocurrencies are here to stay. I don't know how they're going to try to co-opt them or if they're truly behind it yet. But it seems like it's a fair system right now, these cryptocurrencies. So there you have it. You have go back to the American exceptionalism. We're number one in oil consumption. We're number one in gun ownership, thank God. We're number one in breast augmentation and these new things called designer vaginas, which unbelievable. We're number one in death by violence. We're number one in anxiety disorders. So we think we're like, these great people. We have all of these unbelievable problems, and it's like, it's amazing that the propaganda that people can do, just like we said earlier, watch the football game, have your beer, and don't worry about anything. Well, it's a very small minority that will get it, and we're going to. It's going to spread because, as I've said and maybe previously said on your show, it's spreading to more and more people because as soon as you hit people in their pocketbook, they start to become more interested.
Right. Now, tell us about drones. You have a subject. Tell us about that.
And I just bought this boy's name yesterday, .com. I'm going to put up a website for him. But I've been saying this for a while. I might write a little article on it this year when I get done with these other articles I'm in the middle of. The first U.S. citizen will be murdered in America in 2014. And I believe he'll be an escaping murderer and or rapist. And almost everybody will say this is good.
And so, and they'll be shot down with a drone?
I believe there'll be an escaping murderer or rapist that will be killed, an United States citizen killed on United States soil by a drone without any habeas corpus due process at all, just killed, and say, and everybody will say, great, he was a murderer, a rapist, we got him, yeah. This is how they're going to put their foot in the door with this one, I believe. And I believe the likelihood of it happening this year, if not this year, it'll be next year. I was going to put out, like, let's see what day this happens. But the first American citizen that was killed by a drone happened on September 30th. I think it was 2010 in Yemen. And it was Anwar al-Awlaki. And he was supposed to be this really bad guy, but they never released any of the information. Even after he died, I remember seeing this press secretary in a White House press room, which I never watched, but I saw this, and I couldn't believe it. The guy actually said, well, let me see if I get this correct. This guy is an American citizen. You killed him with a drone strike, and he's dead now, so tell us what he did. And they said, we can't. It's national security. And so he was, like, flabbergasted. You killed an American citizen without due process, and now you're telling me you're not even telling me what he did? Okay, it even gets worse. 2 weeks later, on October 14th, I guess this was 2011, I think, not 2010. 2 weeks later, on October 14th, another drone strike in Yemen occurred where we killed an American citizen boy. His 16-year-old son was murdered. An American citizen born in Denver, we murdered, or we should say Barry murdered, because Barry came out, and it's come out now, and he says, quote unquote, I'm really good at killing people. This is just too much. I'm really good at killing people. Yeah, and he killed a 16-year-old American citizen. And I just bought this boy's name. .com, and I'm going to put up a site for him like I did with Rachel Corrie and Tom Herndale and the boy that the 12-year-old boy that threw the rock at the Israeli tank. I bought his name a little while ago. I'm going to be putting up a site for him. All of these martyrs, all of these people that have tried to do something. I mean, this boy didn't do anything. He was just looking for his father that got whacked 2 weeks before it. So when you can kill a 16-year-old American boy, you don't think this is going to come to our shores?
Of course it is.
Yep, it's going to come.
If it hasn't already, and we just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's out in the open now. There's going to be 30,000 drones within 6 years flying our skies. They're already patrolling the borders, so it's just a matter of time before, like I said, they're going to say it's an escaping murderer, a rapist, and everybody will cheer that they got him, and thank you very much, and that will open the door, Pandora's box, and then he didn't pay taxes, so we're going to go kill him. And they're going to have these little drones.
Sure.
They're going to go and hover outside your window.
Right. So now, these drones on the borders, they are not protecting people from coming in. They are protecting us from going out. They are keeping us from going out.
Yeah, they're making it tougher and tougher to leave
to escape.
Yep.
To escape the plantation.
Yes. Yes, we are farm animals.
Yes. Well, thank you so very much, Mark, for being on the program today.
Happy New Year, Deanna, and stay warm.
Happy New Year to you, and I know you'll stay warm. Down there in Florida.
Buy silver and help your RBN.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.